5:30, and we're ready to call a meeting to order. We have invocation. Are we ready down there? Susan, are we good?
Yes, we are.
Okay, Dr. Nielsen, you're up, please.
Heavenly Father, as we gather at the close of another academic year, we thank you for the blessings you've provided and the joy and celebration of our recent graduates. We ask that you continue to help us stay mission-driven and student-focused with the decisions being made this evening. Keep us safe as we go into our winter break and help us to be energized for continued success in the new year. In your name we pray.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Prouty, is there anybody for public comment?
Not, sir.
All right, no public comment. We will move on to the President's report.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a few things. I'd like to spend a moment and bask in the glory of a wonderful commencement ceremony here on this campus and thank everybody who came to be part of it. You couldn't tell because we had about 100 students between our two traditional ceremonies walk across the stage, one by the name of Taylor Collins, but we did award over 1,000 degrees and certificates. So it's a pretty substantial number. Now, traditionally, at the winter, we have a smaller percent of the students come because, remember, they've graduated, everybody, since last spring, so we had a lot of graduate over the summer and they're off doing whatever they're doing. But it was delightful. We had another 100 or so thereabouts that did the walkthrough ceremony. So it was sort of an all-day celebration. It was very exciting. Of that nearly 1,000 degrees, 562 were associate in arts, and 168 were nursing students. So we're really happy to be able to do that. I just want to also, for those of you who were there, you may have read this in the brochure for the ceremony, but if not, the three outstanding graduating students this time was just the sort of serendipitous that they're so reflective of who we are as an institution. The one student who actually was the winner is a traditional age student who unfortunately recently lost her father to cancer, and she has decided, having completed her AA degree with us, that she now wants to stay and get her AS degree in nursing and go and become a labor and delivery nurse. So she's that traditional age student. The second student, by the name of Colton Cook, he is a military veteran. He actually started with us right out of school, but decided college wasn't for him yet. He went into the military. He came back, completed his AA degree. His long-term goal is to be a trader on Wall Street. So he's excited about that. He'll be going to USF to complete his degree in finance. And he's a really interesting young man. And the last one is a non-traditional age student, a woman in her 30s or so, who had different routes in her career, trying to land on what it is she really wanted to do. And she was inspired working as a vet tech when a hearing impaired customer came in and nobody could communicate with her. And they had to communicate by writing notes. And so she instantly went to our website, found ASL, American Sign Language class, signed up for it, now then became a tutor for American Sign Language in our tutoring center and also a writing tutor. And now that's her passion. She's going on to further her education in American Sign Language, and ultimately she wants to be a professor and teach others American Sign Language. So really interesting stories, but we had two women, one male, which is kind of indicative of our college population right now. We had one student from Venice campus, two from this campus, so that's kind of a reasonable balance in terms of where our students are located. So it was just interesting this year that it just turned out that way, and three amazing and remarkable people that we all can be very proud that have graduated from the State College of Florida. So that's my report, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you. Next we have the mission moment. Doctor, is that you or is that Chris introducing them? Or?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
So we wanted to take the opportunity to share with the entire board the work of our architect and construction company who will be recommended to you later on as the contracts for phase one of Parrish. But we thought it would be interesting to share with you all what members of the committee had the opportunity to see in terms of some of their ideas and vision as we go forward into phase one. So I'm going to turn it over to you gentlemen if you would introduce yourself and your company, and the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. We're very excited to be here this evening. My name is Peter Hefner. I'm a principal with Hefner Architects, and we've had an opportunity to do a number of very important projects here at the college, and we're thrilled about this opportunity. I'm the principal in charge, and on all of our projects, I'll be involved from the beginning of projects with design all the way through construction administration.
Hi, good evening. I'm Brian Lever. I'm also a principal at Tandem Construction. Peter and our team has gotten to work together on several projects, and we're very excited to be here.
Don Seeger, senior project manager. I'll be the main point of contact and have been for many years with Chris and his team at SEO.
All right, so with that, we have a short presentation for you. I guess with this, I probably can advance the slides, I would imagine.
Yes.
Done it before. Well, we're going to just go through what we have been working on, and these are really just conceptual ideas that are preliminary. Obviously, the thrill that we get in our profession is getting to work with you guys and great clients like this college, and it's highly collaborative, so I guarantee you what you'll see here today will change and be a lot better once we get to work with the college. But this we hope will give you a feel for the scale of what's to come. Maybe a little bit later or on your way out, we also put together a small model over there that is just a piece of the campus that could give you a good idea of the scale of the first phase of what we're here to talk about today. We started with this slide. We found this was kind of interesting. This was about the year when your Venice campus began its construction, and you could see how dramatically this area of Parrish has now changed. But that piece of property that is the future campus of this college has really been left in that natural Florida state all along. And we took a look and studied the scale of your new campus in the bottom right corner, and these are actually to scale, and you can see the similarities between it and the Venice campus, as well as Bradenton that we're at right now. But what's interesting is the Venice campus also has a beautiful natural feature in the middle of it, much like this, a lot different, but this has a very beautiful wetland that we think is going to be a great element to work with the architecture moving forward. The team of folks that you'll have involved in your project would be the architects working directly with the college, and then Tandem. We've also had an ecological consultant that has worked from the beginning on your master plan. We've been involved with your master plan along with Stantec, the civil engineer and landscape engineering, and great partner. They're excellent at civil engineering and master plan. And then the other folks are consulting engineers that have worked for the college in the past. This was the drawing of the original master plan that was developed a few years back. And you can see all the green in the middle is that natural wetland. There's a lot of beautiful features. There's some ecological drainage elements that meander through the campus. A lot of them will probably be eliminated, but those that our beautiful features will remain, and we'll try to work with those. This is a classic master plan where a lot of the parking is on the perimeter of the campus, and then the pedestrian and the buildings are all centralized. We'll work very hard with the way the parking is set up and landscaping so that it's visually appealing when you traverse around the campus so that you're not really looking through a sea of parking. But a couple things about this master plan that we looked at, it's fairly classic in terms of when you come in off of Fort Hammer, you can see there's a small traffic circle, and that really disperses you to the left and the right. And we wanted to look at that maybe a little bit differently and see if we could create a different entry into this campus where we'd still use that in the same way. But as you notice, the first phase originally was set up as two buildings. That building two would be more of the administrative, and then three would be more of the student services and multi-purpose. But what was interesting about this is you come into the traffic circle, but you really have to come into a parking lot first, and then you go through that little courtyard, which has those very pretty purple trees. But what we wanted to look at is, was there a way to maybe elongate the entry, make it a little bit more formal? And what we did is, this is our diagram, and this is really the box is kind of the beginning of a building. But what we actually did is we turned it in the other direction on the north-south axes. And by doing that, we were able to create a much more dramatic entry that comes almost similar to what's here. When you come in, and you come in where the main marquee is, and the student services building is set back a little bit. So we thought this was just interesting to study. It also put a lot of the collaborative spaces. It's going to be a multi-purpose building, obviously, that it may change in the future, but it will put the majority of the spaces opening up to that beautiful wetland where before it was more of a parking lot. The other parts of that original master plan showed a lot of very formalized type of outdoor spaces that were very nice. But what we did is we took this plan and we looked at it, took a cue from this campus and some of the things you've recently done, where maybe some of these exterior spaces can be a little bit more organic, if you will, in nature, and work with all the natural surroundings. These little areas of geometries that we show, we would propose would have nice type of shade structures. We really start promoting really nice outdoor spaces. We think that the architecture that we want to try to set up for you would be very responsive to the environment and still have beautiful spaces on the interior, but try to promote shaded and large spaces on the exterior, as opposed to the very large atriums that were real popular during like the late 1990s and 2000s, because as we all know, energy over the next 50 years is going to be very expensive. So let's really develop some of the exterior spaces. And here was just a diagram that we studied. The wetlands would really be to the top, to the north. And you notice the dark blue are all the student service spaces that are close to the approach of the building. This type of building could have administration, and the little dashed red line really starts to emphasize maybe a very beautiful exterior covered space. Again, we would do some nice collaborative spaces within the building that you guys have been seeing in some of your newer projects, but try to keep some of the larger monumental spaces to the exterior that are just shaded. And then on the second floor would be more of your academics and multi-purpose for labs and classrooms and most of your faculty areas. And if this building has nursing, it would also be on the second floor. But a very flexible building, because as we said, it may start out with administration, but that could move in the future, and it might stay as student services. But the plan is to do something very flexible for you. This was just a quick artist rendering when I talked about, you know, large exterior covered spaces. This is kind of an idea of what we were looking at. Maybe the piece of the building to the right could be the administrative component, and then the glass element to the left there would be student services. So it's very clear when visitors and students would approach this building of where they go, and it would be all circulated around that large space. This is a quick little animation that we did, and kind of gives you a feel for that building that would be north-south to that wetland. You can kind of see the larger traffic circle and promenade coming into the building. And then a series of the other buildings. This building in this orientation sets up a nice axis through that large covered space right down the spine of your future phases of the campus. And I think with a lot of this other architecture, you see we've indicated kind of covered exterior type of spaces. So we think we could do a lot of, and future architects could do a lot of nice things with that. And you can see as the building embraces the wetland, we would do a nice element between the parking lot and the building with some landscaping, and you could get a feel for kind of the scale and coming into the building. That was the original traffic circle, but now you can actually go left or right to other parts of the campus, but if you go straight, this will take you right in with a little bit more formality to the building. And we think if it does end up being student services in the long run, it really sets itself up for a very nice entry there. Again, just an initial sketch. We think this type of architecture could set up for a lot of different construction types, and you can, again, see how that exterior space sets itself up for the rest of the campus. So, again, those are some initial ideas, and I'm going to hand it over to the guys that will actually put it together with us. Donnie?
Thank you.
And Brian?
Thank you. So one of the unique things about this for our team, the first thing is that we've gotten the opportunity to work on all of your campuses in the past. So this is very exciting for us to be a part of this initial phase at Parrish. So we're very excited about that. The other thing that Peter, you know, following his direction, is going to be setting this up for the future, because this is not just about today. This is about what's going to happen, you know, down the road in future phases. So during this initial phase of work, we're going to be working with Peter, you know, and making sure that we've got the right structural systems in place, that the right architecture makes sense for the long term. And that's something that our team will work on together. And talking about our team very specifically, this was a team that was handpicked for you guys, a team that has worked not only together as a team on projects of this size, but also has worked together as a team on your projects. So these are all people that are familiar with the college and know you very well.
So taking a look at, you know, the existing property there, it's more than a vacant site. You know, there's a lot of natural habitat there. We did some in-field investigative work, which, you know, I'll get to. But, you know, it's important to look at the existing conditions, which we spent a lot of time looking at. You know, a couple of things is, you know, first off, site analysis. So what's important with looking at that site initially is, you know, doing a site topographic survey and soil conditions, which is very important not only for us as a CM, but also Peter as the architect, which then that'll help us analyze the site to look at your cut and fill analysis to balance the site, which is also important because, you know, we don't want to have to be importing fill because everybody knows the cost of import fill has gone up. So working with Peter, you know, our team, you know, we will make sure and do the very best we can to balance this site so we're not importing a lot of fill, which of course will save costs. And then also the proposed underground infrastructure. So we looked at that, but what's important is I'm currently doing the Parrish Park project for Manatee County. So already know where the existing Manatee County connections are. We know where the mains are running, the forest main, the water mains. But making sure those are sized appropriately, not just for this first phase, but for future phases as well, which we'll work with Peter and his team, you know, to make sure that's done. Because we got to think for the future as well, not just for this specific project. And then, of course, Peter talked about the wetlands and the surface waters. So we looked at that. We did our investigative work as well. You know, we want to try to do our best to protect that and that natural habitat, you know, not only for the college, but, you know, it's important to us as well as it is for Peter. So, you know, we did go on site and do a, you know, a little investigative work, like I said. So there is an existing creek that runs through the property, which is kind of, you know, on this first phase. But, you know, it's important to protect that, and we're going to do our best to make sure we don't, you know, mess with any of the natural habitat, protect it properly from soils and erosion. And working with Peter, you know, we're going to try not to, you know, modify it. You know, there may be a little bit of modification, but not much, but we want to try to maintain that natural habitat as much as possible. And, you know, in doing that, like I said, with erosion control and sediment control and making sure that is maintained daily is very important. I know you guys drive around town and you see, you know, silt fence that's just knocked down and things like that. That's important to us, and we'll make sure on a daily that is protected as well as the natural habitat. Talking about that, you know, we looked at the best management plan, which again is your erosion control based on the site, you know, your inlets, your silt fence, your perimeter fence, and of course your soil tracking. And then also your stormwater protection management plan, which is, you know, very important. We already started working on that application, you know, just to, you know, get ahead of the ball game there, which, you know, is great. And then again, you know, having the experience with Manatee County for Parish Park, you know, all the authorities having jurisdictions, you know, Manatee County Utilities, TECO, you know, the fire marshal, and then again, Swift Mud, you know, already having those contact, those specific people, their cell phone numbers, their emails, you know, is a, you know, it helps with the project and it helps speed things up when we're trying to get things moving.
And so in the end, it's not just us that you got to work with. We've got a number of subcontractors that we work with, and they help implement this plan, you know, with Peter's direction. We've got a number of qualified subcontractors that, number one, know us very well, that we've worked with consistently, but also people that we know locally and from the region. So we're going to draw within, you know, a large portion of the state to solicit subcontractors to be a part of our community and participate in this project so that we can get the best value for the project at this time.
With that completes it, and hopefully if anyone has any questions afterwards, I'd be happy to answer them over at the model. Okay. Any questions now?
I'll ask after.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, that moves us on to approval of non-financial consent agenda. Is there anything that needs to be removed from this? Is there a motion to approve it?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the non-financial consent agenda. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next, approval of financial consent agenda items. Is there anything that needs to be pulled here? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves us on to number 9, our facilities, construction projects, and update with Mr. Wellman.
All right, so I've got 4 items for this evening. 3 of them are related to the Parish Phase 1. We've got architectural approval. The second one we've got is the construction manager approval. The third item is the educational spot survey for the Parish property. And the fourth one is the contract approval for our landscape maintenance contract at the Lakewood Ranch campus. So page 143 of your board packet, you'll find my board memo on the architect selection for Parish. Following Florida statute, following the Consultant Competitive Negotiation Act, we developed an RFQ, we advertised it, set up a evaluation committee, including Trustee Goodson. We held a public evaluation meeting. We shortlisted from 10 to 4 architects. Those shortlisted firms presented detailed qualifications, experience, along with a very detailed question and answer session. And based on the committee scoring, we're requesting approval to negotiate with the top-ranked architect, which is Hefner Architects.
Questions? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you. In a similar fashion, page 144, you'll find my board memo on Parish Phase 1 construction management selection. Again, following Florida statute and the Consulting Competitive Negotiation Act, an RFQ was issued, evaluation committee set up. Trustee Goodson sat on that one. We held a public evaluation meeting. We shortlisted from 7 CMs to 4. The shortlisted firms presented, again, their detailed qualifications and experience. We had detailed question and answer sessions. And based on the committee scoring, we're requesting approval to negotiate with the top-ranked CM, which is Tandem Construction.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you. Probably the most exciting. Page 145. So you're going to find my board memo on the Paris Educational Spot Survey. And the actual spot survey itself was just placed on in front of you. You should have that. And it's really made up of three sections. The first one is the survey details. And if you look at that, that is simply a copy of the parish narrative that was in our capital improvement program that you all approved in June. The second section is a survey cost summary. And again, that's a direct copy of the budget sheet from our capital improvement program for the parish. And you also saw that in June and approved it. And then the last section is called recommendation details. That's a short narrative. And that is what you had in your board memo. So you have seen that. So per Florida statute, we've created a spot survey for the new parish center. It's supported by the population shift to the northeast Manatee County. And what this does is adds the center to the Department of Education, it's called EFIS, Educational Facilities Information System. We're going through a process here. And the scope includes the design and construction of site development, parking, and a 40,000 gross square feet mixed-use building. The program includes workforce development, academic programs, general studies, collaborative spaces, and administrative offices. The spot survey, once approved, becomes part of our five-year educational plan survey, which then ties our parish development project to both our annual capital improvement program and our five-year plan survey. So I'm requesting board approval of this parish educational spot survey.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Motion is second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes. Yes.
Thank you. Last item I've got, page 146, you'll find the board memo. We prepared and advertised an invitation to negotiate for the Lakewood Ranch landscape maintenance. An evaluation committee was formed, and they scored the two proposals that we received. Yellowstone scored the highest. That's based on their personnel, their experience, available equipment, understanding of the ITN and scope of work, and finally the pricing. This is a base contract of 3 years, and based on their performance, there are 3 one-year option years. So the potential cost of the contract over 6 years with inflation is $340,672. Requesting board approval to contract with Yellowstone for the $346,72 over a six-year period, potentially over a six-year period.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Is there discussion?
So, Chris, after 3 years, we have the ability to actually take it back to the market if we had to?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Chris.
Before you leave, is there a timeline in prior?
Realistically, I'll probably be back at the February board with the architect, their contract, and the CM pre-construction contracts. That would start, we kick off design early March timeframe. Let's be really conservative there and say we're 9-10 months, probably design timeframe. That puts us through the new fiscal year and we see what funding comes about. So probably the smartest we could be right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. All right, that moves us to item 10, our Board of Trustees self-evaluation. I think you all have had that, looked at it in your packet. Seems like reasonably high scores, pretty much all boards. Pardon? I'm sorry, only I have it. So I am going to recap it quickly for you. Sorry, y'all. So it's almost all fours and fives, all but one, which is all above average or superior, are the how we collectively view ourselves as doing on these issues. But there was one that sort of jumped out that had four as only above average, and just because that's high for this self-evaluation, thought I could just see where you went. That was the one that had the board meetings and workshops provide sufficient opportunity to explore key issues and enable good board decisions. And four of us gave that a four, three gave it a five. So I just throw it out there, are we feeling like we could use more workshops? And if so, what would be the topics? Or that's just something we could, if you have thoughts on that now, or that's something that you can think about. But I assume that those that didn't mark it as five had some ideas on that.
Can we do like a workshop of if there's any committee? Because I know Trustee Goodson is on a lot of the construction, which is great because I know nothing about construction and trust his opinion. But there's other avenues where I think board members could give their talents. If there's like a legislative committee or a student services committee or something of that nature where we could dive into a little bit more deeply than just the board meeting. That's just like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we do have Jamie Carter on our audit committee. Mike serves on our foundation as the liaison. I think Dom has agreed to be our liaison for accreditation. And so we'll look for opportunities for other trustees to be involved in it.
Not that I want to volunteer myself for more
yes.
work.
Yes, well, so moved.
So moved. You're good.
Yeah.
You're chair of the legislative committee.
Mike says foundation's
I got you, Mike. I'm sure Cassandra would love to have me.
If that's good feedback, we'll discuss it and figure out then.
Absolutely.
I could also suggest, I think like the parish campus is such a big project that's on our horizon. I would love to have Chris run a workshop, you know, where we can kind of dive into a little bit more. This was great,
right?
But that's probably the most I've really had on that project, frankly.
Right. Yeah. Right. I totally agree. I would be very interested in that. And that might be, you know, a periodic, maybe a full workshop update. Once a year, maybe more frequently than that.
Yeah, something. I mean, we right. start one off, and then we can just kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There was one other that had a similar score. I'll just throw out there real quick. Board members are knowledgeable about the culture, history, and values of the institution. That one had five fours. Anybody want to discuss that? I'm just throwing it out there while we're together here. And we've had a super efficiently fast meeting here. Did anybody have any thoughts on if there's any shortcomings we have on culture, history, values of the institution, and if that could be improved? And if not, that's fine. Okay. That's distributed around everybody at some point, right?
It hasn't been, no, but it can be. So, no reason why we can't do that.
Well, I mean, if nobody's opposed, I would think that'd be great. Okay. Let's do that. All right, that takes us to old business. Anybody have old business? No old business. New business. No new business. Board comments. Mark?
The only thing I'd bring up is that I made it very clear in the conferences with the general contractors and the architect that in a previous life I was an electrical contractor. I worked for virtually every one of those general contractors that we talked to at one time or another in my lifetime, and probably most of those architects who are wasn't. Has absolutely nothing to do with me now. It's definitely influenced. I want to make sure the board knows that I used to be an electrical contractor.
Okay. Michael?
Foundation news, thank you. Many people here in the room were at the scholarship luncheon. It was a fantastic success, 51% increase over last year. The net profit was just over $150,000. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about this, but obviously many of us went the November 14th and 16th legislative trip up to Tallahassee. So myself and Trustee Carter represented this board, and we saw, we divided and conquered, but between us we saw James Buchanan, Michael Grants, Jim Boyd, Keith Perry, Will Robinson, Joe Gruters, Fiona McFarland, Tommy Gregory, Jason Schulth, and Mike Beltran. And one of the things I learned, everybody up there is chair of something. You call everybody chair.
There's a lot of subcommittees up there.
Well, I guess they're going to give you something to chair. Okay, everybody's chair. Makes it easy. We're ahead of our fundraising. Last year, we were $877,000 and change. Currently, as of December 6th, we're just shy of $900,000. And the other thing is to keep that we have Avenues to the Future, which is a Bourbon Brews barbecue. Make sure you get some tickets to that. Don't like any of that, but it sounds good.
Right.
That is February 17th here on this campus. And then we have a very sad retirement celebration during Dr. Probst Field. Sad because you're leaving, but we're happy for you. And that's going to be March 14th of 2024. Michael's on East in the evening, 5:30 p.m. Obviously, there'll be more that will go out about that. And then Evening Under the Stars at the Venice campus, April 6th.
This is great.
All right, great. Don?
I don't have much. I just want to thank the presentation for tonight. It was nice to see a real visual of what could be happening out there. So thank you for coming in.
And I'm putting the March 14th date on my calendar. It doesn't exist unless it's on the calendar. I would like to specifically congratulate Jalen Landers. I was unaware that she was getting that recognition. Otherwise, I would have gone to 7 o'clock graduation. She, her stepmother is a personal friend of mine, and I saw it on Facebook, and I was just enormously proud because I watched what that family went through, and I'm so proud that she's going to continue to stay on. I think it was a well-deserved reward, and I give her kudos, and anything I can do to help her, I will.
Awesome. Seeing no other comments, Major?
I'll be in Tennessee for a wedding.
When is yours?
My daughter.
Oh, yeah, you can't skip that one.
You can't miss out.
Just
tease
it.
I think you would better option.
Well, I don't have much
of a choice. I mean, what the heck?
I'm going to stick on this.